Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Heel turns and returns on Wednesday night, plus the latest on the Riddle lawsuit, and Chelsea Green was being renamed. Okay. For Thursday, November the 19th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Look who's got the belt. I guess you can claim him as a champion, right?
Will Hobbs.
Oh, no! Oh, my God!
What the hell did he just do?
Will Hobbs just hit Cody right in the face with the FTW belt and just knocked his ass out.
Don't tell me!
Taz has been trying to recruit Hobbs for weeks, if not months. And this is... I can't believe this!
As business picked up.
No one cares about Team Taz. No one cares about FTW. You care now, Rhodes. Your ass just got hacked. Don't you ever disrespect us.
Shocking. Shocking betrayal by Hobbs.
Will Hobbs has joined Team Taz. Please just get stuck.
The moment that Team Taz added to its numbers following their victory over Cody Rhodes and Darby Allin, we saw Will Hobbs heading out, seemingly to make the save for the good guys, only to turn his back on them and join up with Ricky Starks and Brian Cage. So Will Hobbs becoming a baddie last night on AEW Dynamite. Intriguing times for him. Hobbs was a top-level indie signing a few months back for AEW Dynamite. He's been in the mix with Cody, Darby, and Team Taz since before Full Gear. In fact, you're now realizing, aren't you, that at Full Gear, when Will Hobbs chased away Starks and Cage, they never actually touched each other. Which means this has been in the works for quite some time. We also saw a wrestling legend on AEW Dynamite last night. So the Inner Circle were in Las Vegas celebrating the arrival of MJF and Wardlow. This ended up with lots of drinks and lots of silliness. And Santana and Ortiz introducing the gang to someone who had, quote, the good stuff. We then see former WCW and Impact star, Mexican wrestling legend Conan appearing. And when the group get out of their limo, there's a lot of smoke everywhere. So I think we know what the good stuff was, don't we? We certainly do. Santana and Ortiz were guided by Conan early in their career, part of some memorable angles and matches in Impact as LAX. A great war between different versions of LAX. Conan getting amongst it there as well. And in real life, they owe a lot to Conan for guiding their career. It was good to see Conan on AEW last night.
The crazy ass ride I've been on for 16 years. But recently, now, finally, the whole world makes sense to me. How did I get here? How have I been AEW world champion for so long? The answer is my dad. 6'3", 250-pound, brick shit house. Box your ear if you got out of line. Scary. One day he's in town, he picks me up from the police station, but doesn't hit me. He looks at me and he says something I'll never forget. He says, son, we're the good guys. No matter what happens, no matter what's going on around you, just remember, we're the good guys. They've tried to lie, cheat, and steal this championship away from me a I've been jumped, beat up. I've fought monsters, technicians, my own friends. But I always know what to do. I always have. We're the good guys. And now the whole world is bearing down on me. My body feels like hell. I can't even get out of bed in the morning. I have a pregnant wife at home. I'm holding two titles on two different continents. I got challengers come from every which way. What do I do? I know what to do. We're the good guys. So tonight, I'm going to walk to the ring. I'm going to sign that contract without any hesitation. I'm going to look into Kenny Omega's eye. I'm going to shake his hand and let him know, in no uncertain terms, I am the best wrestler in the world. I am the AEW World Champion. I am my dad's son. And I am John Damn Moxley. And that is never gonna change.
Great promo by John Moxley. And a little bombshell in there as well. Just subtly dropped into there. So John Moxley announcing during that particular promo that he and Renee Paquette, his wife, are expecting their first child. No mentions of this anywhere until that promo just then. Renee on Twitter was relieved to be finally having the secret out of the bag, putting out a tweet that says, "Now I can finally start telling you guys just how sore my boobs are." Also, there was somebody within the wrestling sphere who knew before us and before it was released on AEW Dynamite, and that was Bayley from SmackDown. Turns out, and Renee revealed this on Twitter as well, that she was texting John an update on the pregnancy, but she accidentally texted Bayley. And that was when Bayley found out they were pregnant. She was sworn to secrecy. And now the secret is out there. Bayley tweeting out, "What's cuter, the way the world found out tonight or the way that I found out?" I quite like both. Either way, congratulations to John Moxley and Renee Paquette expecting their first child together.
People like to tear you down. They want to destroy everything. But in life, you rebuild. You rebuild and you rise up. Candace, you better get yourself an army because I know something that you don't. December 6th, we are going to war.
Chelsea Blackheart firing the shot. NXT TakeOver War Games coming next month. Shotzi is leading a team against Candice LeRae, heading into the world-famous Steel Cage Eliminator. And it's great. It's that time of year again. We can all get excited for War Games. We reckon as well we're going to get two War Games matches. We're going to see Shotzi Blackheart and her team taking on Candice LeRae and her team. Looks like we're going to see, I mean, if we're judging by what we saw on NXT last night, it's going to be Shotzi Blackheart teaming alongside Toni Storm, Ember Moon and one other to face off against Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell, Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. That looks like how the teams are shaping up. Also expect to see announced very soon, following the final moments of last night's episode of NXT, Team McAfee versus the Undisputed Era. Expect that to be happening, or to be announced for the show, probably next week on NXT. Also, during last night's episode of NXT, Wade Barrett revealed that he will not be on commentary next week, and he is getting a substitute from SmackDown as Kevin Owens is going to be filling in. Owens are back in NXT for the first time on the NXT TV show since 2015. He was part of the NXT TakeOver War Games match last year on the Survivor Series weekend, and it's good to see him back as part of NXT. We know how much he loves doing stuff with NXT, so I'm sure he's excited about it as well. Those are just a few of the cliff notes from last night's Wednesday Night Wrestling. We break it all down in great detail on the YouTube channel today, as NXT Graded will be along with myself, plus AEW Dynamite Graded with Jack, and the AEW TF Moments with Ross, all at youtube.com/cultaholic. The Matt Riddle lawsuit has an update now. So Samantha Tavel, aka Samantha Cartwright, began a multi-million dollar lawsuit against Riddle, Gabe Sapolsky, WWE and Evolve. This follows sexual assault allegations made by Tavel towards Matt Riddle. So the lawsuit alleges that Riddle assaulted Tavel back in April 2017, and there was incidents between then and May of 2018. Bookings with NXT in March for Tavel were apparently allegedly cancelled as a result of these past issues. Now, the update from this is courtesy of healbynature.com, who have court documents that have been filed this week saying that WWE are moving the case to a federal level. So this is going to federal court now. And law.com says that moving a case to federal court allows a potentially greater chance of winning a motion to dismiss or summary judgment motion and a more structured discovery format under the federal rules of civil procedure. So this is something that very much seems to fall into the ballpark of WWE. And when we know more about this, we will let you know at cultaholic.com. Interesting tweet from SAG-AFTRA, the Actors Union. They say, powerful conversation with Thea Trinidad, aka Zelina Vega, today. We support her and others as they work to protect and empower themselves. Zelina quote retweeting this, saying, very powerful indeed. Thank you for all the pleasant conversation and insights. It was over the weekend that Zelina Vega was released from her WWE contract as she refused to shut down her third-party platforms such as Twitch and OnlyFans. And this may lead to quite the story down the road. Congratulations to FTR, the number one team in the Pro Wrestling Illustrated Tag Team 50. Kenny Omega and Adam Page, Sasha Banks and Bayley, The North, and the Street Profits rounding out the top five. You'll be able to read the other 45 teams that made the cuts at newsstands very soon. WWE are looking for a lead writer. The job posting at WWE.com says the lead writer will have the opportunity to manage, mentor, and develop experienced writers and producers with a diverse creative background, while simultaneously being accountable for compiling, editing, and developing weekly long-term scripts, storylines, and character development. You'll require 10 plus years of TV and film experience, professional experience supervising a writing team. Writing and directing reality television is a plus as well. Oh, and you'll need to be located or be willing to locate to New York City or Stamford, Connecticut area before the job starts. There's full details at WWE.com if you're looking for a change in career. And Fightful Select are reporting that Chelsea Green had a name change on the horizon, it seems. So Chelsea Green's debut on SmackDown didn't quite go according to plan, as she was injured during the Fatal 4-Way match. The result was that the match finish had to be altered on the fly, and Chelsea Green is now out of action while she has surgery. Now, the story goes, according to Fightful Select, the plan was going to be for Chelsea Green to win the match and declare herself victorious at the end. But not just say victorious as in I'm the winner. Like, her new wrestling name was going to be Victorious. So she would become Victorious all the time. Now, I don't know whether it was going to be one word or whether it was going to be a pun name. Like, her name is Victorious. I don't know. And I don't know if I like it or not. However, Vince McMahon is really high on Chelsea Green. Despite the injury setback when she comes back, there's certainly a lot of people that have high hopes for her within WWE. Maybe they'll drop the Victorious thing. I guess we'll see how they feel once Chelsea Green returns. Today is International Men's Day. I think it's good to know, since so many men ask about it on International Women's Day. And one conversation that needs to happen today is about men's mental health. Ross and I sat down a few weeks ago to talk about that. Now, Ross took a leave of absence from Cultaholic recently. And when he came back, I asked him if he would be willing to talk about his experiences. And he was incredibly open about it. And it goes against a lot of stuff that he felt and believed when he was younger. And I'm sure a lot of stuff that he talked about, especially here where we talk about the stiff upper lip, like, I think it'll resonate with you.
I grew up Northeast England, very much working class, so mental health isn't a thing. If you're struggling with stuff, you just need a man up, don't you? You cannot speak to anyone about anything, like, in your social circles, can you, really? I don't know if you know this from living here for a while now, but, like, the real working class that I grew up with, you know, playing football and stuff, and mental health was never a thing. So that is something you have to, unless you go and get professional help, it is something you do just have to sort of suck up and deal with on your own. And I struggle with that greatly. I became a recluse for the last few years. Like, I've lost, because it's been such a weird paradox. And, like, is the YouTube thing's gone like that? I became, like, more depressed. And then when people were saying, oh, Ross, do you fancy coming out for a beer? It's that, like, it's just going to sound cringy as hell, but it's that line in Goo Goo Doll's Iris. It's like, I don't want the world to see me because I don't think that they'll understand. That's what it is. And it's like, I couldn't bring myself to go out and stuff, so I'd always make up some sort of bollocks excuse as to why I couldn't make it, or I would just, like, ignore it and then go, oh, sorry, I didn't get your text. Because there's that sort of thing, like, oh, it's a weakness up here, that mental health is a weakness in, like, the working class Northeast, but it's clearly not. This is just an old-fashioned way that we do our stuff up here in the Northeast, which I guess needs to change.
I encourage you to check out the video that Ross and I did on mental health. It's on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. And if you are struggling today, I cannot emphasize enough the amazing work that Samaritans do. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone or start a dialogue if you are struggling. Because sharing a problem, sharing things going on in your head, will always make those problems easier. And I promise you, no matter how dark it feels, you're absolutely never alone. Stay safe. Love you, bye.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.